The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is a Friday edition, which means we throw caution to the wind. We open the phone lines wide open. There's no such thing as being off topic. We can talk about just about anything you want to talk about because it's Friday, and that's what we do on Friday. Yeah, I've got all kinds of things to talk about, but I would rather hear from you on Friday. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, this is an interesting Ohio story. If you track Ohio high school football, my wife follows it more than I do because my wife is a Maslin Tiger. Oh, boy, is she, her whole family out of Maslin, proclaimed to be the birthplace of American football. If you're from Maslin, you're all about football. Anyway, the big rivalry here in the state of Ohio, it's like in college, Ohio State and, the team up north. The big rivalry is Maslin, Washington, and Canton McKinley. Big game every year. I don't know how many years that rivalry goes back, but many, many, many years. Well, Kent McKinley fired their entire high school football coaching staff yesterday. The head coach and six assistants fired. And, of course, most of you know, in high school football, all of the coaches are also teachers. So the school, Kent McKinley, not only lost all of their high school football coaches, they lost seven teachers as well. And why? Well, according to local media, a 17-year-old Kent McKinley high school boy was late one day for a non-required football practice. But he was late. And so, hey, listen, in football, I get it. You're trying to build character and you're trying to build kids that are tough. And so the coach And with the assistance and the approval of the six assistant coaches, they decided to punish this kid by forcing him to eat pepperoni pizza. Now, if you don't know the rest of the story, you're probably saying they got fired for making a kid eat pepperoni pizza. Well, here's the rest of the story. The 17-year-old kid is part of the Hebrew Israelite faith. And I won't go into what the Hebrew Israelite faith is, but they're not exactly Jewish. They're not Muslim, but they don't eat pork. All right? They don't eat pork. Like Jews, like Muslims, they don't eat pork. Pepperoni contains pork. So, in essence, the high school coach was forcing this 17-year-old kid to violate his personally held religious beliefs as punishment. And because of that, they're gone. Quote, family attorney Edward Gilbert said the pork pizza was used as a punishment because the player had missed a non-mandatory practice for an injury. Quote, what's interesting is everyone on the team knows this child will not eat pork, he said to a local TV station in Cleveland. The student was eventually allowed to take the pepperoni off to eat the pizza. The incident was captured on school surveillance video. There was a lot of rough talking to the kid, but hey, I expect that. When you're playing football, you know. The coach, the head coach, is denying it. The head coach said, quote, this young man had every opportunity to get up and leave the room at any time. But the whole incident was caught on security camera, and the school board president, John Rinaldi, said, and I quote, the identified coaches engaged in actions that constituted inappropriate, demeaning, and divisive behavior in a misguided attempt to instill discipline into student athletes. I fully expect an appeal to this because, the coach is denying it. The coach said that he offered chicken nuggets to the player when he said he didn't eat pork. But he opted, this is the coach saying, the kid opted to eat the pizza and just peel off the pepperoni rather than take the chicken nuggets. So it's, he said, but it's on camera. And the school board viewed the security film and believed that he needs to be fired. So the entire coaching staff. Now, Kent McKinley is a perennial powerhouse, maybe not so much as they were 20 or 30 years ago, but they're still a perennial powerhouse in Ohio football. And, wow, talk about a blow to a well-known high school program here in Ohio. That, however, is not nearly as bizarre as this story. Sherrod Brown, one of our two Ohio senators, is demanding two federal investigations into the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. Now, unless you've been living in a cave, you know what this story is about. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was attacking another girl with a knife, trying to stab her and possibly kill her. Police were called. Police officer shows up, orders Micaiah Bryant to drop the knife. She doesn't, lunges at the girl with a knife in her hand. The policeman pulls out his revolver and shoots her, and sadly, she dies. Almost every expert that has viewed the video from several different places, several different viewpoints, all agree the police officer was justified in the shooting. It's sad. It's tragic. Well, Sherrod Brown is demanding two, not just one, but two federal investigations. Well, it's already under investigation here in Ohio. The BCI, Bureau of Criminal Investigation here in Ohio, is already investigating it. The Columbus Police Department are investigating it. And Sherrod Brown says, and I quote, "I don't necessarily trust the state to do it right." He's a senator from Ohio? This is, "I don't think the state of Ohio would do it right. I don't trust the state of Ohio." And why? Because Republicans have control of the House and the Senate and the governor's office. The legislature is not doing the investigation. BCI is doing the investigation, and they're nonpartisan. But Sherrod Brown says, nope. "I want two federal investigations," and he is being joined by Representative Joyce Beatty, Democrat of Columbus, demanding that the Department of Health and Human Services investigate. Doesn't that make you feel good? One of our Ohio senators says, "Nah, I don't trust my state." Wow. All righty. Strange times. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. It's an open phone Friday. We can talk about anything. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
A couple of days ago, I told you about an elementary school teacher by the name of Tanner Cross in Loudoun County, Virginia. He has been suspended. Why? Because he refuses to call elementary school children by their preferred pronoun. In other words, he won't call a 6-year-old he a she simply because the 6-year-old he is confused about whether he is a he or a she. The elementary school teacher said, "No, can't do that. Boys are boys, girls are girls. And yes, kids get confused, but I am not going to add to the confusion." He expressed his concerns in a school board meeting in a public comment portion of the local school board meeting. And as a result, the school board said he was causing dissension, and they have suspended him. Well, as I reported to you, he has filed a lawsuit against the school board claiming that his constitutional rights have been violated. He was simply expressing his personal opinion. I think he's going to win that court case, but, you know, who knows? Well, a local pastor by the name of Gary Hamrick of Cornerstone Chapel in the area, there in Loudoun County, Virginia, this last Sunday in the pulpit, dared to say, "Folks, listen, we got a problem in our school board. Boys are boys, girls are girls, women are women, men are men. Our school board is confusing children." And the pastor went so far as to say, "I believe this is child abuse." Well, I agree. So Pastor Gary Hamrick, standing in the pulpit of his church at Cornerstone Chapel, criticized the local school board and said, this is child abuse. Child abuse. Quote, this is part of what he said. The school board, some, not all, some of them are not doing their duty to protect, let alone educate our children. And they are subjecting them to sexually explicit material. And they're already talking about introducing racially divisive curriculum. They're emotionally abusing our children by perpetuating the lie about gender confusion when they affirm pronouns that are contrary to biology, reality, and the beautiful design of God. So they need to be held accountable, and it is time to step up. Well, any Bible-believing pastor that I know would say the same thing if this was going on in their community. And I believe pastors have a responsibility to stand up and stand against things like this. So, the Loudoun County Democrat Party. What? The Democrat Party has issued a statement condemning the pastor. Now, wait a minute. Wait. This is a pastor expressing his firmly held religious beliefs in the pulpit of his church to his congregation. The local Democratic Party is saying, we want a retraction. Well, he didn't say anything about the Democratic Party. He said something about the school board. He didn't attack the Democratic Party. He said he was very concerned about the direction of the school board and the children. But the local Loudoun County Democratic Committee issued a statement saying that his comments are inflammatory and insidious. We are deeply concerned about the consequences of such rhetoric. Having witnessed a recent rise in threats to the safety of the Loudoun school board members, furthermore, this irresponsible accusation of child abuse minimizes and tarnishes the people and organizations that seek to protect our children. We call on Pastor Gary Hamrick to recant his allegations due to the libelous and inflammatory nature of the remarks. Unfounded statements such as these not only hurt our community that he is meant to serve, but have dangerous ramifications for the incitement of violence. So we have the local Democratic Party trying to censor what is said from a local pulpit. Yes, this is the liberal left. Disagree with them? They try to destroy you.